That's a good question, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe can and should be prosecuted for the crimes against humanity he's perpetrated against his people since 1981. And we're looking at well over tens of thousands of his own citizens, which he has allegedly murdered. This is a very important time for Africa. We see Bashir being possibly indicted. And we see the example of Karadzic being found after well over 10 years being on the run. Robert Mugabe is seeing all of this, looking at this. He sees former President Taylor of Liberia sitting in the dock for being tried for war crimes and crimes against humanity, and he's beginning to hear footsteps. And he realizes that if I don't do something to lessen my political problems and legal problems, I could be in the dock before I pass away. And so, not surprisingly, he is willing to sit down with the very opposition that he was trying to kill just 5 weeks ago.
Now, you've looked deeply into this as a legal expert on this, on prosecutions of international leaders. What areas, if you were prosecuting this case, would you go after President Mugabe on?
Well, certainly Article 7 of the Rome Statute related to crimes against humanity is illustrative of the types of crimes that he has perpetrated against his own people. And these are the areas that we would certainly be considering when we were investigating and possibly drafting charges against him, things like persecution, imprisonment, and other severe deprivation of personal liberty, as well as inhumane acts that intentionally cause great suffering, all pursuant to a state policy. There's a paper that just came out, a white paper published by the Enough Project and Impunity Watch called Justice for Zimbabwe. It came out just 2 days ago, and you can pick it up on www.enoughproject.org or www.impunitywatch.net, talking about the case against Robert Mugabe.
And you, in a sense, helped prepare that case.
Yes, I was part of a task force led by myself, Sir Desmond de Silva, the Queen's Counsel, and Professor Tom Zwart from the Netherlands, along with a very smart and dedicated group of PhD candidates from Utrecht University who helped us prepare this important white paper.
Now, you've probably seen, of course, since the end of the disputed elections, the disputed runoff elections recently, that the international community has talked a great deal about imposing new sanctions on President Mugabe and taking tough action, but there really hasn't been a great deal of action against him, and he's still standing firm and defiant, although he's sitting down with the opposition. Do you really think the international community could unify and take this action against President Mugabe?
Well, again, it boils down to a political decision. The justice part, the legal part, is manifest and can be done. But it all boils down to that bright red thread in all of this called politics. It'll be a political decision, particularly by the African Union, particularly by regional leaders such as Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, to realize that African leaders who destroy their own citizens have to be held accountable. And Robert Mugabe certainly is one of them. So certainly it'll be a political decision, and it'll rest on the shoulders of members of the Good Old Boy Club of Africa to do something about one of their errant good old boys, such as Robert Mugabe, Omar Bashir, Charles Taylor, what have you.
Now, you and your colleagues write in the executive summary of this report that you mentioned earlier, which says it is realistic to consider an amnesty or a type of immunity arrangement under the threat of indictment if Mr. Mugabe agrees to step aside and leave Zimbabwe for good. Would you tell us about that?
Well, again, you have to be realistic related to his age. He is well into his 80s. The probability of him living to be not only indicted and prosecuted, there's an actuarial issue there. So you have to be realistic. So we're looking at both peace and justice, and to ensure that Zimbabwe moves forward into the future, that he step aside and that new elections be held, or the rightful winner of the elections be inaugurated. And then we move forward with an investigation looking into the acts of his henchmen, and we would then prosecute them for what took place. But again, this may be a peace versus justice issue. Realistically, I'm not sure if President Mugabe would live long enough to actually see the end of his trial.